聖書を拝読いたします。創世記2章15節
Genesis chapter 2 verse 15
である主は人を連れてきてエデンの園に置き、そこを耕させまた守らせた。
The eternal God placed the newly made man in the garden of Eden in order to work the ground and care for it。
皆さんおはようございます。今日はこのようにして皆さんと一緒に礼拝を捧げることができることを心から感謝をしています。
Good morning everyone. I want to begin by expressingthanks and gratitude for the invitation and opportunity to come and to worship with all of you today.
私は東京の銀座というところにある表文館という会社でキリスト教の書籍を専門で編集するそういう仕事をしています。
I work as an editor of Christian books at Kyobunkan in Ginza, Tokyo, which is a publishing company.
教文館って名前聞いたことある、あるいは行ったことのあるって方いらっしゃいますでしょうか。
Is there anybody who has heard or has been to Kyobunkan?
嬉しいな。
Oh, a lot of people.
実は1885年、アメリカのメソジスト教会の宣教師たちが作った会社なんです。
It was begun by Methodist missionaries in 1885.
もう来年140年。
Next year will be 140 years since this publishing company was started.
あともう一つ私は昨年からお茶の水聖書学院という学校で教えるようになりました。
And beginning last year, I became an instructor at Ochanomizu Bible Institute.
Ochanomizu Kiristo no Kyokai, 行ったことある方いらっしゃいますか？
Has anybody here been to Ochanomizu Church of Christ?
あのすぐ近くに Ochanomizu Christian Center という建物があります。その中に学校がある。
The Ochanomizu Christian Center is just down the street from Ochanomizu Church of Christ, and the Bible Institute is located in that building.
でそこで私は、あそこはあの信徒のための学校なんです。信徒の方が聖書やまた神学のことをより深く学ぶための学校。
And this school was established not exclusively for pastors, but actually for church members, for Christians, all Christians to be able to have an opportunity to study and deepen their knowledge and their love for God and for His Word.
そこで私は組織神学とか実践神学という科目を教えています。
And there I teach a systematic theology and practical theology courses.
神学っていうとちょっと難しいなって思う方結構いらっしゃるんですね。
And there's a lot of people saying, wow, theology? Ooh, that's hard.
だけどとっても実は信仰にとって大切なことなんです。
But actually, it's a very, very important thing for our faith, for deepening and giving a foundation for it.
例えば日本語で私は神様を信じますと言います。
So for example, in Japanese, we might say, I believe in God.
Believe in というんですね。
Yeah, in English, you say, believe in God.
これなんで in というと思いますか？
Why do you use the word in?
これは神様との人格的な交わりの中に入るから in なんです。
Because you are entering into a relationship, into fellowship, and entering into God's character, God's presence, you are beginning to experience Him.
さっきとっても素晴らしいなと思ったのは土曜日にスープ作りをしてみんなで交わりの時を持つって聞きました。
I just heard in the pastoral time the announcement about the fact that you guys are planning to do a soup and games party.
なんで教会で交わりが必要なのかといったら、それは神様との交わりに入ることを教会の交わりが教えてくれるから。
Why do we need to have fellowship as a church family and invite other people into that fellowship? It's because that's the place to first experience what it means to have fellowship with God.
たった一言の believe in の in。でもこの in にはとっても深い意味が実は込められている。
So there's, and actually, you know, we say in English, believe in God, but even just that one small phrase, believing in God, that in is a really, really important statement in our faith.
そういうことを私はその学校で皆さんと一緒に学んでいます。
And so I have the pleasure of being able to teach there and want to invite all of you to come and be part of that study.
小さな言葉がでも整理される。
Even though it's a one simple word, but it summarizes a very deep meaning.
それが神学という学びなんですね。
And that is what theology, that's what studying of God and studying about God is about.
今日私はクリスチャンが働くことの意味ということをお話しします。
And today I'm going to be speaking about the meaning of our work as we are as followers of Jesus.
皆さんが会社で働くことが信仰的にどういう意味を持つのか、信仰者としてどんな意味があるのかを皆さんにお話したい。
And so today I want to talk to you about what it means for us as followers of Jesus to go out into our various workplaces, into the marketplace, and work as co-workers of other people, but also as followers of Jesus. And what does that mean for our faith?
私の教会で医療関係の仕事をしている人がいます。
There's a person at my home church that works in the medical profession.
その方は日曜日に教会に来れない時がある。
That person, because they're in the medical profession, cannot always be there on Sunday for worship.
礼拝に来たいけれども来れない。
They want to come and worship with the church family, but they cannot because of their work.
ある時私のところに来て悩みを打ち明けてくれます。
And that person came to me and shared the struggle that they were faced with because of that.
私の仕事はクリスチャンとしてふさわしい仕事なんですか?
Is this a good job? Is this an appropriate job for me as a follower of Jesus?
日曜日に教会に来れない。だけどクリスチャンとしてそれはいいことなんだろうか?
Even though I'm not able to gather with the church family some of those Sundays, is that a good job for me to do as a follower of Jesus?
このままこの仕事続けていいんでしょうか?
Is it okay for me to continue working in this field?
皆さんは今日日曜日ですから、お仕事がお休みで教会に来ておられるんだと思います。
Most people who are here today are here. You have your vacation time, your day off on Sundays, and that's why you can all be here today.
でも普段の日、皆さんが仕事しておられる内容とご自分の信仰がきちんと結びついている方っていうのはどれぐらいいらっしゃるでしょうか。
But how many of you could say that from Monday to Saturday, the rest of the week when you're at work, you can connect your daily work life with your faith?
例えば、オズボン兄弟やヒロさんとかセイカさん、毎日教会で奉仕しておられる方は分かりやすいと思います。
It's very easy to see the people who are on pastoral staff and connect their work with their faith, with what they're doing and why they believe that.
あるいは私は文書伝道の仕事をしている。あるいはケンさんは救世軍のところでお仕事をなさっている。こういう働きはパラチャーチと言います。
The job, the work that I'm doing, the work that Ken is doing, that is called a parachurch organization, that kind of work.
パラチャーチのパラというのはギリシャ語から来る言葉です。
The parachurch, the word para, comes from the Greek language.
パラというのは傍らにという意味なんです。
The word para means beside.
教会の外で、しかし教会と一緒に、教会と共に神様のために働くのがパラチャーチという仕事です。
A parachurch organization is not within the church, but is outside in society, but is partnering together with the work of the church.
そういう意味では私たちの働きは間接的な、献身者のような働きをしていると言ってよ。
So in a sense, you could say that we're kind of indirectly, our work is indirectly connected in an obvious way to evangelism, to the mission of God.
けれどもオズボン兄弟のような直接的な献身者やまた私のようなこう間接的な献身者はいますけれどもクリスチャンのほとんどは一般の会社で一般の仕事をなさっていると思います
Though there are a few people like Joel who get a very direct call from God to this kind of work or to me myself working in a parachurch organization, most people, most of the church, are not called directly in that way, but they are called outward to a different kind of field of work.
そうすると、こう何かしら一般の会社で、普通の企業で、普通の学校で、あの病院で、あるいはまあさま、いろんな仕事を皆さんしておられると思います。
So because of that, most of us find employment at schools, at hospitals, in businesses, in all kinds of different field of work.
そういう仕事とご自分の信仰はどうやって結びつくんでしょう?
So how do we connect that field of work with our faith and the mission of God?
この朝は聖書の言葉を読みながらクリスチャンが働くことの意味を3つお話ししたいと思います。
So this morning, as we read from God's word, I want to share three different aspects of the meaning and the purpose of our work as followers of Jesus.
一つ目は神様がこの世界を作られた時に人間にはなぜ労働をすること働くことをさせたのかということです。
So the first aspect is when we look at God's creation of the heavens and the earth, how does that help us to understand the original meaning and purpose of our work as humans?
創世記の2章の15節を読んでみましょう。
So let's look at today's passage from Genesis 2 verse 15.
神である主は人を連れてエデンの園に置き、そこを耕させ、また守らせ。
The eternal God placed the newly made man in the Garden of Eden in order to work the ground and care for it.
聖書の中で最初に人間が働くのはこの場面です。エデンの園での場面です。
The first time that humans work in the Bible is in this scene here in the Garden of Eden.
皆さん、エデンってどんな意味だかご存知ですか?
Does anybody know what the meaning of Eden is?
イザヤ書の51章の3節というところを後で皆さんご自宅で聖書を開いてみてください。
When you go home today, I want to encourage you, challenge you to open your Bibles and look at Isaiah chapter 51 verse 3.
そこにはエデンの園は喜びや楽しみという意味だと記されています。
Because there it teaches us that Eden is a Hebrew word which means joy or pleasure.
エデンの園というのは喜びの園という意味なんです。
So the Garden of Eden means Garden of Joy or Garden of Pleasure.
では誰が楽しみ、誰と喜ぶのでしょうか。
So who is enjoying? Who is finding pleasure in that garden?
それは神様と人間とそして全ての被造物。
It's a place that God has prepared for all of humanity, for all of creation, and for God all together to enjoy the greatest pleasure and celebration.
神様と被造物全てとそして人間が共に喜んで楽しむための舞台。
He sets this stage because he wants everything, both the creator and all of creation, to come together and enjoy one another.
そのステージを神様が用意してください。
And God prepared this intentionally and specifically for creation.
そこで神様は人間に地を耕すという言葉が出てきます。そこを耕させ。で、これが人間が働くということのルーツになります。
And it's there that God entrusts the mission, a mission of cultivation of the earth. The word labor or work or cultivation originally comes from this concept, from this idea here of working the ground.
これは人間にだけ神様が委ねてくださったものなんです。
And this is something that God has entrusted only to humanity.
自由な存在である人間にだけ神様が委ねられた仕事です。
And he, interestingly, he only gives it to those within creation that he has also granted a free existence.
神様がもう思うようにこの世界を動かしたいんであれば、自由な存在でなくて機械のような存在にこの世界を耕させればよかった。
If God wanted to control everything himself, he could have not given us any kind of free existence, free will, but he could have just made us like robots and just had us work the ground in the way that he created us to do it.
しかし神様は人間に自由を与えられた。
But God gave us freedom.
人間を信頼して自由にその園を耕させて、神と人間と被造物が喜びの交わりを作るようにされた。
But God entrusted us with the care and the cultivation of the earth, of the garden freely, so that we could choose freely ourselves to be with God, with all of humanity and with all of creation, and through that free choice, experience the deeper fellowship with one another.
そのように仕事というのは、もともとは神様と被造物が、そして人間が喜びの交わりを持つ場所として、そしてその場所をよく整えるために神様が与えられた。それが労働、働くというものだ。
So the idea of work, of labor, originally comes from this idea of God andall of his creation coming together, all of humanity and all of the rest of creation coming together to enjoy a more joyful, deeper, meaningful fellowship with one another. That's what God created as his original purpose for work.
でも神様は想像をされるだけでこの世界での働きを終えられたかというと、そうではありません。
But God didn't justcreate the world, that, the earth and all of creation. That wasn't his only work, and then just step away and leave it to us.
今もこの世界を神様は治めておられ、統治しておられ。
Even now, God is supreme. God is ruling. God reigns over all of creation.
これを神学の言葉で神の世界統治という言い方をします。
In theology, we talk about this, about God's sovereignty over all of creation, over the earth.
神様は天地を創造されて、それで終わりというのではなくて、今も神様がこの世界を支配して、そして導いておられるという意味です。
So God creates everything and then doesn't abandon it, but continues as a faithful caregiver, creator, and provider for all of creation in his supreme rule, his supreme authority.
マタイの福音書の5章の45節を読んでみます。
Let's look at Matthew chapter 5, verse 45.
父は父なる神様のことです。父はご自分の太陽を悪人にも善人にも昇らせ、正しいものにも正しくないものにも雨を降らせてくださいませ。
Your Father in heaven, after all, loves each of us, good and evil, kind and cruel. He causes the sun to rise and shine on evil and good alike. He causes the rain to water the fields.Of the righteous and the fields of the sinner.
太陽はクリスチャンの人にもクリスチャンでない人にも昇ります。
The sun rises to shine over both those who are followers of Jesus and those who are not followers of Jesus.
今日の雨はクリスチャンである私たちにもそうでない人にも恵みの雨として注がれていきます。
The rains that we have today are rains of blessing, and they're not just following on the followers of Jesus, they are following on all people, even people who don't know Jesus.
これもまた神学の言葉で申し訳ないんですが、これを共通恩恵という言い方をします。Common grace と言います。
And so, in a theological term, we talk about the sharing of God's blessing and providence as common grace.
この言葉もあんまり聞き慣れないかもしれませんけれども、皆さんよくお分かりだと思います。神様はクリスチャンである私たちに 罪の許し、永遠の命を与えてくださいました。これは特別恩恵、特別の恵み、スペシャルグレース。
So even though we don't necessarily talk about it in these terms, all of us are familiar that all of us who receive the grace of salvation from sin because of God's love and chooses us, this is not the common, this is what we call or term special grace.
ですけれども、堕落している罪の中にある人たちにも神様はある一定の恵みを与え続けておられる。
But regardless of what our stage, our stance is like, regardless of where we stand in our belief or disbelief, there is a kind of grace, a kind of blessing that God gives to all people, no matter who they are and where they are.
神様という方は救われているものにだけ良いものを与え、救われてないものには悪いものを与えるような方ではない。
It is not God's nature and character to only give the good things to those who are saved and then only give all the bad things to those who are not saved.
で、なぜかと言われると、すべての人に生きるためのに必要なものを与えることで、その源がどこから来ているのか、それを知ってもらいたいと思っている。
But God in his sovereignty and in his good governance and his reign of the world and all of his creation gives to all people the things that all of us need. Why? So that we can come to realize the one who gives what is needed and provides for us.
Martin Luther という人を聞いたことあるでしょうか?
Has anybody heard of Martin Luther?
ドイツの宗教改革をした人です。
He's a German Reformation leader.
で、このルターが小教理問答、スモールカテキズムというものを作りました。
He wrote a book called The Small Catechism, as a way to teach children.
彼の息子が、ハンスという名前なんですけども、2歳半ぐらいなんですね。ちょうどヒロさんのお子さん2歳半。
So it says that it's said that Luther's child, his son Hans, was about two and a half years old, about the age of the twins, the Akoshi twins, when he wrote this catechism for kids.
もうそれぐらいの子供はいろんなものに興味がいく。
Because kids at that age have lots of interest in the world around them.
お父さんに、お父さん、これ何？これ何？これ何？これ何？いつも聞いてくる。
Hey, God, hey, Dad, what's this? Dad, what's this? Dad, what's this? Oh, what's this? Oh, what's this?
で、ルターは自分の子供がそう聞いてくるのをよく耳にしていて、そしてそれを参考にこのカテキズムを作った。
So it's believed that Luther heard his son asking that question over and over and over again, and that's what inspired him to write this small catechism.
そのカテキズムの中に主の祈りの解説があります。
And he writes it as a conversation between a parent and a child. And in that, he includes the Lord's Prayer.
でこの中にこういう質問が出てきます。私たちの毎日のパンを今日はお与えください。これ主の祈りの言葉ですね。
So, you take this phrase, give us this day our daily bread from the Lord's Prayer.
で息子のハンスがお父さんであるルターに、お父さん、これ何
?So, Hans says to his dad, Dad, what does this mean? What does this phrase mean?
でその時にルターがこんな風に答えた。
And this is how Luther responds to his son.
神様は私たちの祈りがなくても全ての悪人にさえ毎日パンを与えてくださる。しかしこの祈りで私たちは神様が私たちにこのことを認めさせ、私たちが毎日のパンを感謝を持って受けるようにしてくださるようにと祈ります。
God certainly gives daily bread even without our prayer, even to all of the wicked. But we pray this petition that He would lead us to acknowledge this and to receive our daily bread with thanksgiving. So then he asks again his dad, so dad, what does daily bread mean?
それは体の栄養や必要のためになる全てのものだ。例えば食べ物や飲み物や服や靴、家や住むところ、畑や家畜、お金や財産、正直な夫婦、正直な子供、正直で働きて、正直で誠実な支配者、良い政治、良い気候、平和、健康、養育、名誉、良い友達や誠実な隣人などのことだ。So
daily bread includes everything needed for this life, such as food and drink, clothing, shoes, house, home, fields, cattle, money, goods, God-fearing spouse and children, faithful servants and rulers, good government, good weather, peace, health, order, honor, true friends, good neighbors, and the like.
私たちの祈りがなくても全ての悪人にさえ与えてくださる。
So God gives us all of these things daily, even if we don't pray and ask for it.
じゃあその毎日のパンというのは実際何かといったら、食べ物や飲み物、服や靴、家や住むところ、畑や家畜、お金や財産、なんとかかんとか続いていきます。
And so he makes a long list of all of the things that God provides for us on a daily basis that we just take for granted.
では、それらはどのように明日与えられていくんでしょうか?
And so how does God provide and give all of this to us?
それは皆さんの仕事を通してです。
It is through our work.Our jobs and our vocations.
皆さんおそらく、食べ物を作るとか販売するとか服を作るとかそれを販売するとかあるいは建築とかあるいは住宅を売る仕事とかあるいは服とか、靴とかですねそういう仕事あるいは会社でお金とか資産を扱うそういう仕事をなさるあるいは政治の仕事あるいは平和のための仕事健康のための仕事、いろんなことをなさっていると思います。
So the manufacturing and the sales of food, the building and sales of housing, manufacturing and sales of clothes and shoes, jobs that work in the finance industry, politics, government, organizations that promote and create peace in society and in our world, health, science, welfare and education. Probably many of you here today are working in these.Fields or in others like them.
おそらく皆さんそういう仕事に何かしらついておられるんだと思うんですね。
So probably you can find your job connected or listed in any of those.
それは神様が日ごとのパンを全ての人に与えるためなんです。
And God gives you those jobs to provide the daily bread for us and for all people.
しかし神様はそのことを通してこの食べ物は、この住むところは、この世界は誰が与えてくださったかということに本当は気づいてもらいたい。
But what he really wants us to realize is who is the source? Who is the provider? The giver of all that's good that we have? And that's why he's doing that.
一人の例をお話ししましょう。
Let me give an example.
私の妻はここにいますけれども、フォトグラファーなんですね。
My wife is sitting up here at the front beside me. She's a professional photographer.
特に家族とか小さい子供たちを撮るのを専門の仕事にしています。
And she specializes in taking pictures of family and children, especially small children.
これですね。妻が撮った写真です。実は私の教会の牧師の、子供たちなんですね。で、はい。
So, this is one of the pictures that she took, and this is a picture that she took of, our church pastor's children, four children.
一番下の、お子さんが生まれた時に、写真を撮りに行きました。
After their youngest was born, they called her and asked her to come and take a picture of the family.
これ、newborn photo という、ね、
This is the newborn photo.
で、こういう写真の他にも、次行きますか。これは、先ほどの赤ちゃんと娘さんとお母さん。
So this is the same family. It's the pastor's wife and the two daughters.
もう一枚あります。これも私の教会のメンバーの家族ですね。
And this is also one of the families in our home church.
こういう写真は絶対に自分では撮れない写真ですよね。
This is a picture that we cannot take of ourselves by ourselves, right?
で、彼女はクリスチャンであろうが、クリスチャンでなかろうが、家族のための写真を撮り続けている。
So she takes pictures of families regardless of whether they're followers of Jesus or not followers of Jesus.
だけれどもその写真に聖書の言葉が加えられているわけではありません。
And she doesn't like take the picture and then add a little scripture verse at the bottom of the picture.
その手紙に福音のメッセージを書くわけでもありません。
When she sends them the pictures and writes a letter, she doesn't put the gospel directly in there.
そういう意味では直接的な伝道と写真を撮る仕事が結びついているわけではない。
So you can't see maybe an obvious or a direct correlation between her work as a photographer and her faith as a follower of Jesus.
けれども写真を撮ってくれた家族は家族っていいな、そのことに気づいてくれるはずです。
But through looking at the pictures, all of the families think, man,It's a blessing to have a good family.
彼女の心の奥にあるのは、この夫婦とか家族というものを作った方がおられる。その恵みに本当は気づいてもらいたい。
And in the depths of her heart, her desire, her prayer is that all people would realize the Creator who creates all things, who brings people together in marriage and creates families, and that they would know the blessing of the one who has provided that.
毎日の生活の中で与えられている恵みのルーツがどこから来るのか、それを知ってもらいたい。これが私たちの第二の仕事の大切な意味です。
Our second most important purpose is for people to know through us and through our work who it is who has created us and who gives us all that is good.
3つ目のことをお話しします。
And now the third aspect.
今度は主イエスが伝道なさった時のことを目に留めたいと思います。
The third and the final aspect I want to focus upon is to understand the meaning of our work.By looking at those who supported the mission and evangelistic work done by Jesus.
ルカの福音書の8章の1節から3節を開いてみます。
Let's look together at Luke chapter 8 verses 1 through 3.
その後、イエスは町や村を巡って神の国を説き、福音を述べ伝えられた。12人もお供をした。また悪霊や病気を治してもらった女たち、すなわち7つの悪霊を追い出してもらったマグダラの女と呼ばれるマリア、ヘロデの羊クーザの妻ヨハンナ、スザンナ、その他多くの女たちも一緒であった。彼女たちは自分の財産を持って彼らに仕えていた。
Soon after this incident, Jesus preached from city to city, village to village, carrying the good news of the kingdom of GodHe was accompanied by a group called the Twelve, and also by a larger group including some women who had been rescued from evil spirits and healed of diseases. There was Mary, called Magdalene, who had been released from seven demons. There were others, like Susanna and Joanna, who was married to Cusa, a steward of King Herod. And there were many others too. These women played an important role in Jesus' ministry.Using their wealth to provide for him and his other companions.
シュエスは弟子たちと一緒に町や村を訪ねて神の国の福音を述べ伝えておられました。
Jesus was going through the towns and villages together with his disciples, preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God.
でも皆さん、イエス様ってどうやってご飯食べてたか知ってますか？
But have you ever thought about this? How did Jesus have the funds to be able to buy food to eat every day?
こういうこと考えたことある方いらっしゃいますか?
Is there anybody who has that question has occurred to them before?
イエス様はどうやってご飯を食べていたのか?
How did Jesus eat every day?
それは このイエス様や弟子たちを経済的に支える人たちがいたということなんです。
Because Jesus himself didn't have some other profession or job, and neither did his disciples. So that means there were other people who were supporting and providing for them to do this work.
それがこの最後のところ。彼女たちは自分の財産を持って彼らに仕えていたという意味です。
And so it's like it says here at the end, these women were playing an important role in Jesus' ministry by using their wealthTo provide for him and his disciples.
もちろんですね、この中にはヘロデの執事クーザの妻ヨハンナという人が出てきます。
Of course, there were some of them who came from a wealthy background or family, like Susanna and Joanna.
彼女たちはおそらく夫が偉いくらいの人で財産を持っていて、それを主イエスや弟子たちに捧げていったんだと思います。
These ladies were married to men who were in high stature in society and had a lot of wealth. And so they could take some of the money from their husbands and use that for Jesus.
けれども、主イエスの弟子たちはみんながお金持ちの資産のある人たちだけではありません。
But Luke also notes in this passage that it was that not everybody who followed Jesus and supported him were justWealthy people, wealthy women.
その他多くの女たちもと記されています。
He says there were many other women too.
けれども彼女たちは資産を持っていたわけではなくて、毎日コツコツ仕事をしながらお金をもらい、それを主イエスに捧げて神の国の福音の伝道のために使ってもらった。
Most of them actually were not wealthy, but they just worked diligently and faithfully, independently, day by day, and they gave a portion of their income for the mission and evangelistic work of God.
神の国がこの土に広げられていくには、神の国を実際に述べ伝えるものとともに、その述べ伝えるものを支える人が必要なんです。
So in order for the kingdom of God and the gospel of the kingdom to spread to all people, it's not only those who are directly sharing the message, but those who diligently work to help support and partner with those who are spreading the gospel.
例えば、ルカの福音書の10章の38節には、皆さん、マルタとマリアの話が出てくるのをご存知だと思います。
If you look in your Bibles in Luke chapter 10, starting at verse 38 and following, Luke tells us about two sisters, Martha and Mary, who welcomed the Lord Jesus into their home.
映りますか？ごめん、すみません。で、皆さん、このマルタとマリアの話はよくご存知だと思います。食事の準備をする姉のマルタが一生懸命ご飯作ってた。だけれどもイエス様のすぐそばに妹のマリアがいてそこで話を聞いてるわけです。
So many of you know the story, right? You can imagine. There's the elder sister Martha, who's very busy. She's cooking, she's cleaning, she's making everything ready, making the tea for Jesus, okay? And she's in a rush. And then there's Mary, who's having a great time, just sitting and listening to Jesus and talking.
上手ですね。マルタがイエス様に妹のマリアにも仕事を手伝うように言ってくださいって、まあ、そういうふうに言った場面です。
So Martha asks Jesus, Would you please tell my little sister to get busy and help me?
でその時にイエス様はマルタ、マルタ、あなたはいろいろなことに思い患って心を乱しています。しかし必要なことは一つだけです。マリアはその良い方を選びました。そんなふうに教えました。
But in response, Jesus just says, Martha, oh, Martha, 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 you are so stressed out and anxious about all these things, but there is something that is more important, something that is more needed, and Mary has made that choice. Mary knows what that is, and thatWill never be taken away from her.
この物語で大事なのは、皆さんも説教でよく聞くのは、最後のイエス様の言葉、マリアは ただ一つ の, あの大事なことを選んだのですという言葉だと思います。
And of course, the most important point, this is the one that we always hear about when people are preaching, right? Is the words that Jesus says at the end of this passage.
けれども、ともすると忘れそうになるのは、この主イエスを自宅に迎え入れて、自宅に招いて、神の福音を、神の国の福音を述べ伝えるための場所を用意したのが、このマリアとマルタだったということです。
But however, we often tend to overlook another important point in this story, that there were people who were doing the most important work, whatever that means, of supporting Jesus' ministry and the mission of God by welcoming Jesus into their homes, providing a place for them to stay and meals to eat, and preparing a place so that Jesus would have to preach the gospel of the kingdom.
しかもイエス様は神の国の福音を述べ伝えるだけではなくて一緒にお食事をなさいました。
So Jesus is not only sharing the gospel of the kingdom, but he's also sharing in meals and in life with them.
この教会で言えば一生懸命スープ作りを尽くしてくれたんです。
So for example, when we make soups for a soup and game party.
コーヒーを準備してくれたんです。
Or we make coffee.
彼女たちは自分の家を開放して食事を作って、そしてイエス様が神の国の福音を述べ伝えられるようにと献身的にサポートしていた。
And so these sisters and all these other women opened their homes, they prepared meals, and they found ways to support the preaching of the gospel of the kingdom of God. And in this way,They were actively participating together with Jesus in the work of God's kingdom, expanding and growing here.
そのようにして神の国は主イエスと共にこの地に前進していった。
So they were partners together with Jesus in the mission.
今日私はクリスチャンが働くことの意味を3つ皆さんに申し上げました。
So to conclude, today we have been learning about the meaning of work as followers of Jesus based on three aspects.
第一に学んだことは、仕事というのは神と人間と被造物が共に生きるこの喜びの園を耕すという、そういう祝福であったという。
So to simply review, the first one is that we learned that work is originally a blessing of cultivating a garden of joy.Where God and humans and all of creation can live together in harmony.
第二に学んだことは、皆さんの仕事を通して神様は全ての人に恵みを注いでおられるということです。
And the second point then is that God intends to use our work to share His blessings and providence with others. And that is His desire for our focus to be on Him.The great provider who created it.
で、その恵みが本当はどこから来るのかを知ってもらいたいと神様は願っておられる。
Yeah, that his whole purpose in giving it is so that we know the giver of the good gifts.
で、第三に学んだことは、主イエスと弟子たちが神の国の福音を述べ伝える働きをするためには、経済また生活を支える人たちがいたんだということです。
And finally, the third point that we learned is that there are several people who are financially supporting the livelihoods and the ministry of Jesus and his disciples as they worked to preach the gospel of the kingdom.
直接的に神の国の福音を述べ伝える人たちを支えるサポートする人たちがいて、初めて伝道者たちは神の国の福音を大胆に語れるようになるのです。
And it's the first time that people are able to go out and spread in greater numbers the good message of salvation through Jesus because these people supported and worked together and provided the way for them to share that message.
皆さんの仕事が神の国の働きのために豊かに用いられることを覚えて、そして祈りたいと思います。
So likewise, we can all be used to advance God's kingdom through our support as well. And I want to pray for all of you in that work as well.
お祈りしましょう。
Let's pray.
イエス・キリストの父なる神様。
God and Father of our Lord Jesus.
ここに集われた一人一人を祝福してください。
And we pray for your rich blessings on each person who is gathered here today.
ここに集う一人一人の仕事を祝福してください。
We pray for each person's job and vocation and pray that you would bless their work as well.
自分の仕事を喜んで行うことができるようにしてください。
I pray that you would draw up within them a joy and a gratitude for their work and to be able to do it with joy.
この教会を祝福してください。
Pray for your rich blessings on this church family.
神の国の福音をますます大胆に述べ伝えることができますように。
Pray that through these people that you would empower them and speak through them to share the gospel of the kingdom of God that is growing and reaching outward.
イエス・キリストのお名前によってお祈りいたします。
We pray this in the name of Jesus, our Lord and Savior.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.